morning, KL4CKT, KC4PLT. Yeah, he told me it hadn't been there for a while and everything, but yeah, he said that he remembers the ones that put it up there. I don't know. I don't remember if he said they passed or what, but anyway, I think they said we lost one here. Gerald, I think it was. Let's see. Yesterday or the day before, you might have heard about it. A few different nets had the silent key for him and everything, but all them older people there was a big part of that one, too, there when it was first put up, too, there.
Yeah, Anderson Group had that 974, they had the 79 up on Sassafras. And then in 79, they put the Sassafras up in 79, but they had that 97 down there from about the time that FM on 2 meters started. That was their first.
That 79 is really up there pretty good because I went up a long time ago. Man, it makes your ears pop when you get about halfway up there, but that thing's up there pretty good. But I guess that's why I do so good getting into some of these. You know, I don't have no trouble back when I was getting in on it, you know, before I left the club over there. But anyway, yeah, there's a few. I can't get in on Sid's repeater from down here, but if I'm up there at John's around in Honey Pap, I can. But John can get in on it fine from his area. But there's a few, I think, some of them mountains up in there or something, or there's some buildings or something. John thinks it's water tanks. I don't know. I told him, I said, well, ain't no telling they're building so much all the time. They probably got my signal blocked in there, every corner now.
Oh, LZI, that 64 up there on Bear Walla Mountain, you're talking about that Sid has, I can't get into it either. I can hear it here, but even with 50 watts, there's no me getting into it, not from here where I'm at.
300 watts down here, Andy, with my antenna up right at around about 90 feet with 7 dB gain, and I still couldn't do it. I told John I just can't do it. I tried. I gave it everything I could, but I said, now, if I ever go up with a beam, that might change it. I don't know. Get a beam kind of turned in that direction, and unless there's something really blocking between me and there, Sid thinks it's a mountain blocking me. I don't know. And I said, well, I done everything I could. I turned all the power and everything I had up, and I just couldn't get into it. I guess it's just something's blocking the signal, or it's just a little bit too far out of my range or something here. KC4PLT.
For LZI, like I was telling Larry over there a while ago, unless it's, say, Glacier Mountain out of Pickens, Caesar's Head, or Sassafras Mountain, there's no way I can get into any of these repeaters with an HT unless it's on one of those three mountains.
HT's will surprise you. I don't know if we left Larry out or what. If you're still in there, Larry, come on in there with us. I didn't want to leave nobody out in here. I just had to holler at Andy because I hadn't talked to him in so long. You got the shut eye there, Andy. Sometimes I get that way. Well, I was on the phone one night with John, KL4CKT. Next thing I know, he done dozed off with snoring on the phone. He's a sight.
I said, unless it's on one of those three mountains, there's no hope of me getting into anything here with an HT. It has to be on one of those three mountains for me to get anything in with an HT. And this one here was been here. This one here's the first one I heard back when I got that first receiver in Christmas of 76. First 2 meter repeater I ever heard was this one. Then in 79, when they put the 79 up there on Sassafras, I heard it. That was back in the late 70s, long before I ever knew anything about this amateur radio business. But I tuned, that receiver would tune the 2 meter band, and that's when I started learning about it.
Them mountains like that, it does, it gives it a lot better reception, and it sends it across better too there. That's one good thing about it there. I was trying to think, there was one of them one of them mountains, is, I think it was North Carolina, it might have been 147-240, I think it is. That one's up there pretty high, too, from what I was told. Sometimes if the conditions is right, I can get in on it fine, and then there's sometimes I can't get in on it at all.
Talking about the... Oh, boy, what was that up there? Up there in, I can't remember the name of it. They had a 2-4 machine back off up there toward western part, lower part of western part of North Carolina. Up, I remember some silent keys years ago talking about on here. Is that the 2-4 you're talking about?
Andy, it's up in North Carolina. That is correct. Yes. Most of the time here now, since I've got this antenna, if I can get in on it now, even without even running my power, so it's been a big improvement now. But I'm fixing to go up with this G7 antenna. That and right there, well, that's supposed to even be designed for repeaters and commercial buildings and everything. So I'm hoping that this one's going. You wouldn't believe it, though. This antenna was way over $500. They was real proud of it, and they're kind of hard to get. Because they was out of them for a while, and I just one come available, and I managed to get this one. So I'm hoping to get this one up there. I'm hoping to get it up at least 90 or 100 feet, and that maybe that'll change the difference on all my reception and sending and receiving both here.
5-4 LZI portable. I don't wag your KC for it. You've been licensed a while, I assume, but. If you've noticed in recent times any kind of feed line or antenna material here recently, because it's precious metals, they're going up in price, boy. Way up in price.
Everyone there, I've been wanting one of them for a while. The last time I could have, if I'd have went on ahead and got it, when it was more available of those antennas. Those antennas, about the best you can get. It's put out by Hustler. It's a G7-144. I could have got it back then for like $349. They've done one up over $500 on them antennas. But, I mean, it's the real deal. It's like you're going from a Timex watch to a Rolex. It's basically what it's coming out to be here. But, I mean, you know, they carry what it's supposed to. I mean, they're basically so good they use them for repeaters. One guy said he had one to finally fail on him. It finally went out after 25 years, and he feel like... well done his job that he was going to end up, you know, getting another one of them. But it took me, of course, they had it put on order because it was out of it, out of stock, and it took me about a month before they got it available. I was down on the list and everything, and it cost me $5.49. Of course, that was the shipping and everything, but shoot, bar, I find that kind of high, a lot higher than it was if I'd got it earlier, but I didn't think it was going to go up like that on it.
For LZI, some of the reason I know I've been keeping up with some of the precious metal prices. Currently, at times, gold's over $4,500, and in recent months, silver has skyrocketed too in price.
Unreal. Telling one of them down here the other day, I'd like to find, they claim some gold's down on my property and everything, but. I said, well, I could go from one end to another with a matic gun and a shovel, and I could do this and do that, and I'd never find the first piece, but I wasn't too lucky at stuff like that. If you take some people, they could probably go out there and just hit it one time and pull it right out of the ground.
Hey, I4LZI, well, that's kind of all of our antenna materials, feed line materials, are either precious metals are all related in some form or fashion, and because of that, I mean, as you said, they're going to take everything you've got because these precious metals, and there's talk, now I don't know yet, about that over in the Middle East, how that's going to go or not, but there's talk that we may see $200 to $300 barrel oil out of there. I hope they're wrong, because that would kill us here.
That was one place I hear had it pretty reasonable for, it's affecting a lot of stuff, man, already. It was like 219, I think it was, Andy. Would you believe they shot it up already? Now it's done up to $3.53 a gallon again. My Lord. But I don't know what it's coming to. But yeah, some of it's kind of scary, like you say there. It really is. KC4 PLT.
For LZ, I've heard estimations about $16 to $20 a gallon, and that's for that cheap E10.
Gold, Andy, I believe some of the gold done got into all of that. The way they're running the prices up on everything, it's something else. I kind of knew it, though. I don't know, something just kind of gave me the feeling as soon as all that started about that old word. Iran and all this stuff going on, I had a feeling that was what was fixing to take place. Gas is going to raise on up, and probably then it makes the trucks have to raise the prices on the fuel hauling stuff, and then the next you'll see the stuff, groceries and stuff in the stores will be going up as well.
Poor LZ, well, there's nothing that it won't affect. It'll affect everything, as you said. It'll affect everything, and there's nothing that will be exempt from it. And, of course, our feed line and antenna issues being all oil or precious metals, it's going to hit it, too, as well as everything else when it comes to transport.
Else here, I tell you what, every day it just seems like it gets a little worse there. I mean, it gets sort of scary there, the way stuff's going. But, you know, it's a lot of it's out of our hands. It really is. It's something else right here. And you don't know from one minute to the next what they're going to be doing or where. But, yeah, in all the years, 20, 25, 30 years of being here, which my mom and dad both now have passed away, and my gosh, they shot the taxes up even on me here over $500. About caused me to have a seizure here.
Well, I don't doubt that. Like I said, I hope none of this don't come to be. But if it does, at those kind of prices, I mean, the whole thing's going to shut down. Economy, I'd actually think, I shouldn't say this here over the radio, but that's some of what Iran wants. They're going to kill us from within through our economy.
Don't say it then. Yeah, I know what you mean there, Andy. We got one more sandbagger here said, don't say it, Andy, don't say it. KC4 PLT.
Oh, W. Andy, I was just looking. Gas at Costco today is $2.85. And Sam's is $2.85.
That's because it was $2.19 here, and they done shot it from $2.19 to one of the stations already trying to charge $3.53 a gallon. And then there was the cheapest that I could find across over from Pendergrass to Jefferson, Georgia, was like $3.05 a gallon. That was the cheapest that we could find it. Gouging this gas, I believe, because I see one way down the road just from it, and there'd be a lot less. And I've took a big notice to some of this that no trucks, gas trucks, hadn't been in and out or nothing, and all of a sudden they just shoot it up like it.
Been in Greenville,
they
said, 9 to 4:04.
I think some of them are overcharging for some of the gas because. Like I say, I don't think there's even been no gas trucks even out of there that I've seen. As much as I've been coming through there, I hadn't seen not a one of them coming in and out of there, and they just, all of a sudden, the price just went up. I mean, if it's some trucks that have been in there, and they'd have been, that might have been a little bit different story, but I ain't seen a one of them in there, and then all of a sudden, they just shot the gas price straight up like that. KC4, PLT.
Everything has to be transported by diesel, by truck. Y'all go ahead and carry on. I'm going to go ahead, as y'all, some of you said, and go to bed myself there. Me and Larry was talking there earlier, and I'm testing this battery pack out on this HT, and I've been very pleased with it. So you and Richard go ahead and carry on. KI4, LZI port, we're going to be clear, and I'm going to lay down.
Take care of yourself. Enjoyed it, and maybe I'll catch you on the end of the band again soon, sometime or another there. I got to turn in here pretty shortly, too, here. Shoot, this done got later. This, I'll tell you another thing before you go there. I'll tell you, this time-changing stuff right here is really, it's got me. I can't get adjusted to it. We lost the hour with it. I keep wanting to think it's 10. It's 10 o'clock or a little after 10, and then it'll be 11 here. But I wish they'd just get it in one place and leave it. I really do, because every time they do this, it really throws a wrench in it. I can't get adjusted to it every time they go to upping it one way or another. KC4BLT, 73 there, Andy. Hope you get a good night's rest.
For old W-Job, sitting there testing out a handheld myself. That's all I got from my station right now. And I'm gonna get out of here and go to bed. I've been trying to change batteries and clocks and all that stuff. And y'all take care. God bless you. K4OW.
Enjoy the QSO there, and yeah, I've got to get back up close to 5 o'clock, so I ain't got a whole, all this time going up on me. Makes it kind of a little bit more messed up on me. Can't get adjusted to it when they do this. I don't know, they was taught that it's going to get it fixed to where they'll leave it this time, but I don't know. They've been saying that for the last year or 2 years. I guess only time will tell. I guess I can believe it there, but I've heard them say that last year or 2, but they was talking this time that they were going to leave it here where it's at now, so I don't know. I guess time will tell. Anyway, 73 to you and Andy. I want to call it a night, and got to get back up about 10 minutes to 5. You ain't got too long. KC4 PLT, and I'll be clear on your final.
You need to get some sleigh, Aubrey. I'm retired and I lay in bed all day, most days, but take care, K4OW.